Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You've heard the saying, "I feel like a fifth wheel." Really, a fifth wheel is not much good unless you're driving a big rig, and then you need 18 wheels, all in good shape. Today's content explores what it's like to be a fifth king. Incidentally, this guy was exceptional. We can learn from his choices, from his integrity, and his passions. First, I suggest check out our initial content that launched Scripture Dissection Materials. Tear into it. That episode explains how and why we introduce Scripture Dissection exercises periodically. You'll remember our recent episode, Four Successful Generations. Do check it out for excellent backstory for today's content about the fifth king. So now, look up 2 Kings 18, verses 1 through 8 in your Bible for a full story. Since you may not have a Bible at this moment, here's a bullet backstory of developments in my words. The fifth king is a stunning example of integrity rising from a dysfunctional, ungodly background and home life. Let's look at his life story. First of all, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, his father, an evil king, begins to reign in Judah. Again, check out Four Successful Generations for more helpful backstory. So, Hezekiah is 25 years old when he begins to reign, and he reigns 29 years in Jerusalem. That means he is 54 when his reign ends. Next point. Scripture says Hezekiah did what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 3. Like his ancestor David. Notice, it skips his bad dad generation and ties all the way back to King David. So great is the distinction and difference. Next point, Hezekiah removes all the high places we covered in more detail in Four Successful Generations. Additionally, he destroys all the idol worship places and practices dating back to Moses. Next point, Hezekiah deeply trusts the Lord and he greatly loves God. Next point, there is no other king like him before or after his reign. That's from verse 5. In other words, he is exceptional. Next point, God is with him day in and day out wherever he goes. Next point, Hezekiah prospers. And then our final point, here are some things that this fifth king accomplishes. They are strong statements that mark his life. First of all, he holds fast to the Lord his entire life. Hezekiah does not depart from God at any time, not even in hard times, not even in small ways. And he keeps the commandments the Lord gave to Moses. He rebels against the king of Assyria. Basically, he refuses to serve him. And also, he strikes down Philistines over a large territory. So now, let's tear into it. The fifth king. There are always four categories we explore in Scripture Dissection. Number one, what does it say? Two, what does it mean? Three, make it personal. And four, make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? The king, Hezekiah, has a bad dad, Ahaz. For whatever reasons, Ahaz is the one link in a line of good kings who gives himself over to wickedness. Ahaz lives for himself. However, his son takes up the line of good kings again. Hezekiah rises to a purposeful, successful career by giving his life up totally to God and governing his people the way God intends. Hezekiah lives in the design God created for him. Apparently, he is brilliant at it. Here's how. First, he pleases the Lord God. That's something, considering his dad was an evil king. Second, finally, in a long line of kings, he removes the high places. As we discussed in more detail in Four Successful Generations, those four successful kings stood head and shoulder above all the wicked kings in a pitiful successive line. But they missed one important piece, the high places. Hezekiah follows through with extreme obedience and gets rid of the high places of worship to other gods and things. Okay, third, he trusts God and holds fast to him. He never turns from God all his life, not even in hard times, not even in small things. And he obeys God's commands. That's a strong life story. And then fourth, because of his strong commitment to God, the Lord is with him in all things. Incidentally, God causes Hezekiah to prosper as he reigns over his people. And then fifth, his life statements prove he knows when to tear down and when to build up. Plus, he knows when it's time to go against current culture and take a stand against evil. This fifth generation king is just an all-around good guy. Consequently, in a line of many evil kings, except the four successful generations, he stands out. And so, God blesses him. Okay, that is what it says. Now let's go on to number two. What does it mean? Not very many people stick to what is right for the long haul. Even fewer individuals prove it by a life of purpose and full surrender to God each day. Additionally, not many consistently show excellent character and integrity in their thoughts, words, and conduct. How many people do you know who love God passionately? But Hezekiah does. He pleases God. Besides finally tearing down the high places, he leads by example. What a legacy for his entire nation. Furthermore, he works hard to know God as a close friend and confidant. Subsequently, he never turns from God, who he pursues a deep relationship with, not even when things get tough. Did you catch that? Hezekiah pursues a deep relationship with God. He figures out God pursued him sincerely first. So, he reciprocates in kind. Through this king's life, God proves yet again that he rewards faithfulness. The Lord is always close to individuals who choose to believe and obey him. He gives wisdom and power to do important, although sometimes small, things that make a difference. So, what kinds of things do make a difference? Let's list some of them. Holding a line of conviction based on God's word. Lifting up those who need support. Providing for those in need, meals, clothing, finances, medicine, and so on. Giving a hug. Writing a letter or a text of encouragement. Speaking up about injustice. Voting for candidates that have integrity. Keeping a home and property clean and in shape. Working at being healthy as a temple of God. Spending time alone with God each day. Loving the Lord passionately. Running errands for those who can't get out. Serving healthy appetizing meals, faithfully getting up and going to work to support those under your care, forgiving someone who has wronged you and not holding malice in your heart. Yes, those are just a few of many things that make a difference in life. So many small things do make a difference over the long haul. They create a rich and powerful legacy. This king, fifth generation, with a bad dad, rises to a purposeful, successful life by giving his life up totally to God. This reminds me of what Jesus said, "Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, like all the bad kings. But whoever loses his life for my sake will keep it." Luke 17, verse 33. To put it another way, Hezekiah lives in the design God created for him. He is brilliant at being himself. Okay, the third section we'll go through is make it personal. A few questions will kick off how we can make this content personal. Number one, what does it look like to eradicate every practice that would interfere with worshiping God? Second, what does it look like to build a strong relationship with God like Hezekiah did? Third, how can you take a stand where it matters? You can be as successful as Hezekiah, the fifth king, even if you have ungodly parents or were raised in a home that doesn't acknowledge Jesus. You have a choice. Since God made you with a unique design, you can influence this world in small yet eternal ways. You don't have to be a fifth wheel in God's plans. If you hold fast to Jesus and do not depart from following him, God will reward your life and prosper you. And I certainly don't mean with money or fame. I mean with character and integrity of Jesus Christ. Is this reward enough to satisfy your heart? Will you trust and obey to be a link in your generations? Is relationship with God your desire? One definition for desire is an expressed wish, a request. So it's not really a feeling. You need to decide, like Hezekiah, you can be brilliant at this. And then the fourth section is make a commitment. And this is where we bring in application thoughts and questions. This content has so much inspiration, encouragement, and practical application. Let's go through the questions. First of all, do you desire God the way Hezekiah did? Second, how can you demonstrate never leaving God when life gets hard? List some scenarios in your life. Third, what do you need to change to have a heart like Hezekiah? Fourth, are you asking God to help you change? Number five, what have you done to destroy any high places that do not please God? Six, Hezekiah did not have a good background, a good example, or parents that poured God's ways into him. If you have a similar history, that doesn't need to stop you from being who God designed and having influence for him. And then number seven, are you willing to accept you can have influence even in regular, everyday, practical ways? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.